subject, is it another woman slash my kids slash or me? Stephen Shirley, I am a 37-year-old divorced mother of four, 17, 14, 10, and 7. I am currently dating a man who is 42, divorced, and has no kids. He treats me very nice. We've been dating about 7 months. He's been there for me emotionally as well as financially. I was floating on cloud nine until a month ago. He moved in with me and my kids, and everything was still fine, or at least I thought. He would pay bills, sex was great, and we communicated very well together. Then I began to notice he never bothered to interact with my kids in any way. When I brought this to his attention, he said he didn't feel he had to do anything with them since they have their father in their life. I told him I didn't understand how he thought he could live with a woman and her kids and not have some type of interaction with them. The conversation quickly turned into an argument. This was the first time we had had an argument, so I didn't know what to expect. He left the house and stayed gone all day. When he returned, he didn't finish the discussion, and he went on as though it never happened. A few weeks later, I thought everything was fine and things were back to normal. When he woke up one Monday morning and told me he had an appointment to look for an apartment, when he returned, he told me he signed a lease and that he would be moving out that Friday. 4 days later, I couldn't believe it. I asked him why was he leaving. He said he thought about the argument dealing with the kids and that he wasn't ready for his family, for this family stuff again. He told me he loves me, still wants to have a relationship with me, but that he just doesn't want to live with me and my kids. He wouldn't comment on how impressed he was with how well-mannered they were. He would comment on that. So what's the problem? Their father gets them faithfully every other weekend, pays child support, so free time and money is not an issue. Is he using my kids as a cop-out to break up with me, to be with someone else? I just don't understand how someone's feelings can just change at the drop of a dime like that. I'm so confused. I don't know what to believe or think. I thought 42, the games would be over. Steve, please tell me, is this a game or not? He just does not want the kids. So yes, it is the kids. You said yourself, he doesn't interact with your kids. This is not a good thing because you have four of them. All right. Yeah, they have a dad who does his part, but he, your man, is living with them. So not to have any interaction with the kids, not to have anything to do with the kids, that's crazy. You know, he knew you had the kids before you guys got together. And my question to you is, didn't you guys discuss this at any point? Did you? And why would he move in with you anyway? I'm still, you know, kind of working with that one. I say he's selfish. He wants you all to himself. We talk about this a lot on the show. And this is to your man. If you date a woman or any man who dates a woman with kids, you take it all on her, the kids, everything. And to him, especially your man, he's got it pretty easy because they already have a good dad. So I'm really sorry to say this, my sister, but you need to let this go, okay? If he cannot be there for you and your kids, you got to let it go. And don't be confused. Steve?
Well, you know, this letter right here, really. Ladies, please listen to me carefully on this one right here. You got to know what you're getting into. You 37, got four kids. You're dating a man that's 42, divorced, has no kids. How you get to be a 42-year-old man without no kids? See, what? Bing, ding, 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 ding. Don't no flags go off? 42, no kids. Who is this dude? What he been doing? Now, all of a sudden, he in a situation with a woman that's got four kids. All of them underage. All of them got to go to college. All of them need constant attention and time. You done picked a man that you've been seeing for only 7 months and y'all done moved in together. 7 months is too soon to move in, not on you, but on them kids. You've been knowing a man 7 months. Now, all of a sudden, here go y'all new daddy. Mm-hmm. And then you expect him to be they daddy. Well, he ain't they daddy. And guess what? He ain't acting like he they daddy. Because you in the 7 months of having, getting, okay, now here's the deal. He pays the bills and the sex is great. Now, right there, I would say hang in there. Just initially, I would say hang in there.
You're crazy.
You're getting your bills paid. And you're getting your bills really paid. So now, I'm saying to you, okay, what's the problem? But here go the problem, though. You're dating a dude with no kids. He don't even know how to be a father. Maybe his relationship with his father wasn't that good. Well, maybe he never had a relationship with father. He may not even know how to be a father, which is what really the letter sounds like to me. Mm-hmm. You done picked a man with no intention, knowledge, background on being a father at all. So now, he done told you he don't think he got to interact with your kids because they fathers in their life. You moved a man in on your kids after knowing the man only 7 months. Your kids don't hardly know the dude at all. Not at all. I'm pretty sure you didn't check with them. Now, the reason he ain't interacting with the kids, let's get into that. Been in this situation.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what might be the problem. Maybe the kids have said the famous line to him. You ain't
my daddy.
Okay, that'll slow your roll down once you hear that. Or maybe the dude come over to pick the kids up, meet the dude, and say, don't say nothing to my damn kids. Mm-hmm. I'm their father. I don't know what you over here doing with her, but the kids don't need you. I'm their father. He could have had that conversation. See, you don't know where it's been. Because for this dude to get in an argument, go take an appointment, get an apartment, come back and tell you. But this was after, guess what, though? This is really a dude you don't know, lady. He told me, here's the brother. A few weeks later, I thought everything was fine and things were back to normal. Yeah, but things was back to normal to what? Y'all still screwing and he ain't talking to the kids? Is that what you call back to normal? Mm-hmm. It got back to normal. Then he show up with a lease from an apartment, tell you he moving out Friday. Is it another woman? No, it ain't another woman.
No.
It's you and them kids.
It's the kids.
It's you and them kids that you didn't clear before y'all got it together.
Ready,
listen
set,
to
go.
Me. You sitting up in here with a man you don't know. Now you know the man. Now you want
to
know why the man is this, why the man is that. Lady, you just not knowing the man yourself. You jumped in too fast. Mm-hmm. The sex was way too good, and you started getting your little chips helping to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. That's all this is right here. You jumped in too fast because in 7 months, the kid conversation never came up.
That's
you didn't notice that he wasn't interacting with the kids when y'all was dating? Now you figure you just going to hair up, move this man in so you can get another man. Well, you got a man, but the kids ain't got no daddy. See, they got a father, but all they need this dude to do is be the daddy. They have a father that's active in their life, that's supporting them, that picks them up on time like he's supposed to. So they have a father.
Right.
The other dude just got to be a daddy. Sometimes the daddy turn out to be bigger and better than the father ever was. So now you got to ask yourself, you done picked a man, but you didn't pick a daddy for your kids. Now you want a man to accept your kids, then you got to put your kids on him to see if he's accepting other kids. He still ain't talking to your kids. This is a no-win situation
right.
for you. If the man ain't going to be a daddy to the kids, they can't stay in the house. Everybody finna be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And the last person need to be uncomfortable is the kids. Because you done picked this butthole to be your man, but he don't want to be their daddy.
Right.
Why
right.
I got to interact with him? They got a father. Mm. This really on you, lady. It ain't got nothing to do with the man. He can be sorry. What you can't do is put that sorry man in your kid's life.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.